As the sun came up on Easter morning, the holy women went to the tomb, expecting to find themselves in a predicament. They went there with the object of anointing the body of Jesus and knew that, or believed rather, that when they got there, they would find an obstacle between them and the Lord, that they would be unable to carry out their task unless they were able to find someone to roll back the stone. But much to their astonishment and rejoicing, as well as ours, not only did they find the stone rolled back, but our Lord's body no longer in need of anointing. And so this morning, we rejoice not only in the fact that the tomb is empty, but also in the fact that our Lord has removed the obstacles that separate us from him and from his Father. During the Easter celebration, we have the Mass of the Vigil, which takes place during the middle of the night. It's supposed to take place sometime after sunset of Holy Saturday and sunrise of Easter Sunday. So it is a nighttime celebration in which the new Easter fire, which represents the glorified Christ and his grace, is lit, and from the Easter fire is lit also the Easter candle, the Paschal candle, which is brought into the church. And then in the process of that liturgy, we are taken from the darkness of night into the light and glory of the risen Christ. So there's this experience of passing from dark to light, from death to life. And it is the moment, liturgically, if you will, when we celebrate the very rising of the Lord and focus our attention on the fact that in his earthly journey, death did not have the last word, that ultimately his death was a victory and not a defeat. In this morning's liturgy, we celebrate the Mass already in the light. We've already experienced the resurrection of Christ, so to speak, and we renew our joy in this sacrifice of the Mass. And we have an opportunity to reflect not only on the resurrection as it affects our Lord and Savior, but also in the way that it affects us, in the sense that St. Paul tells us that we should celebrate this feast not with the old leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the new leavened bread of sincerity and truth. The resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is power in our lives. That power is given to us through the sacraments, through baptism principally, which is what is celebrated in a very unique way during the Easter Vigil, but also again through the rest of the sacraments, and especially in the Eucharist. And that power allows us to overcome all the obstacles that come our way in our spiritual life. We all experience Good Friday in a number of ways, only in us, we don't experience it with the innocence of Christ. We are tempted. We fall into sin. We confront other people who are really no weaker than we are. And we carry crosses throughout our life, in our families, and in our daily duty and elsewhere that we cannot escape. And we don't always know what to do with these crosses and these difficulties. But in this Easter mystery, we learn what to do. We learn to bring all these things to the altar of God and to find the power of the Lord in his sacraments and in his grace. The women, as I say, went to the tomb expecting to find it sealed and a dead body inside. When they got there, it was empty, and their obstacles were removed, even their task at hand, which was to anoint the dead body, was taken away from them, and they were left to contemplate with joy the miracle that they had witnessed. In other accounts, when they get to the tomb, there's the angel there, and there's a stupendous miracle of the fact that the tomb is empty, and the angel rolls back the stone to show that it's empty. The tradition of the church is not that the angels rolled back the stone to let our Lord out, but they rolled it back to reveal that it was empty. So our Lord escaped from the tomb. He escaped through the rock of the tomb, through the obstacle, through the divine power. You know, the Shroud of Turin reflects this miracle of the body somehow escaping from the shroud, and as it passed through the shroud, imprinted the shroud with the image of Christ. And this miracle, not just the raising of Christ, but the manner of his raising, reveals to us what God wants us all to learn in our own lives, that miracles are possible, especially miracles of grace. The beginning of our Lord's existence, he was conceived of the Virgin without the seed of man, conceived and born virginally, born from our Blessed Lady without breaking the seal of her virginity, which is an exact parallel to the miracle of the resurrection. And at the moment that that took place, the angel told Our Lady, all things are possible with God. And if it's possible to make a virgin a mother, it's also possible to bring a man back from the dead. And in this case, this man is also God, and he raises himself on his own power. And if those things are true, and we are baptized into the death and resurrection of the Lord, and we share in his life, then the obstacles which we confront, no matter how difficult or sometimes discouraging they may be, are possible for us to confront and overcome as well. Perhaps not in the way that we would always like to overcome them, but in a way that is pleasing to God and allows us to go forward toward heaven. And this is what the apostles didn't understand on Easter Sunday when our Lord came to them and said, peace be to you. They were shocked. Even after they had heard the account of the women, they still didn't believe. John and the other accounts, we hear about John and Peter going to the tomb, and John, once he goes in, sees and believes. But everyone had a little catching up to do. The angel told the women that the Lord was not there. Why are you seeking the living among the dead? He told you he would go before you into Galilee. You'll find him there. Talking to them as, you should know these things. Why are you so surprised? And yet, when we face the cross and the little deaths of daily life, and then we find the power of God coming to our rescue, we are surprised. We have faith. We think sometimes when we feel the presence of God and we feel like we're losing our faith in the moments when he seems far away. But we always have to go through this this daily experience of darkness and light, of sunsets and sunrises, of death and life. And so on this Easter morning, as we celebrate the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, we face the liturgical East, we face the rising sun, we face Christ coming to come for us. He comes for us in the Mass. He comes from heaven, and we are not only experiencing his sacrifice and his sacrificial love, we are also experiencing his resurrection and his second coming. And we're already being prepared for heaven. So today we ask for all the graces that we need for ourselves and everyone around the world, that we all might hear the word of our Lord when he says to us, peace be to you. The power of God is with us because the power of the resurrection is with us in the Eucharist and in our daily fulfillment of the task that the Lord has given us. We need to believe with all our heart in the power of God to heal us And in a particular way, we turn to the Blessed Mother, the Queen who stood at the foot of the cross and shared in our Lord's sorrow and shares now in his victory, because she believed that all things are possible with God. All things are possible with God for those who believe in the power of the resurrection.